Again, thanks to everyone for coming. First up, we have James Harrington. He signed up for number 5, but in fact, he's number 1.
Thanks, Jenny. Electric bicycle. Fun and fitness you can find to help escape the daily grind. DC volts, motor strong, pedal power you glide along. You can combine both power sources when you travel steeper courses. Fresh air and freedom needs no sage to see the pleasure escape road rage. Suspension strong and telescopic, this takes me now, another topic. Strange drivers, wistful glance, secret wishes, if by chance a neighbor saw him on wheels so few, the shame I now tell you, all peacock's egos easily dent, salesman heavenly sent, narrow lane, city street, you can pass, you can meet, traffic fast or traffic slow, twisting throttle, away you go. Read at your convenience. This is just to say, I'm sorry you finished off my cordial. Just to say, moreover, not nearly as sorry as you'll be soon. It's thirsty work up in that balloon, at the mercy of Mother Nature. Over the windy Epsom Downs, the salt should be kicking in about now. Forgive me, but I borrowed your umbrella. Health and safety. Mobile dog wash. It's just across the roads of deadly spinning wheels, where every puppy shows the cleanest pair of heels. International Space Station. The only distant specks to spot up there, occulting stars that were light years away, an absent moon sent word by flicker ray. Don't get too near to my ionosphere. Of course, she's not about to make a rare appearance because it's past her ETA. When waypoints wink inside the Milky Way, will space unearth another billionaire? Research and pride of 16 states gone west. Perhaps we'll have to chart a new black hole, commemorate the astronauts deceased. But wait, of course, I should have guessed. Our compass is inclined towards hyperbole. They're over here and nowhere near the west. Haiku. Sunroof just a shade open. 6 speakers blaring. Be glad to escape. The King of Suburbia is a book by Iggy McGovern. And I took it on holidays in May, and Fortune the Lake is a website invited short poems under 10 lines on the theme of the Mediterranean. So I was in Turkey and I put the two together, so that's where this came from. And it was commended, and I was out there reading it at the weekend in Lake Orta, a whole lot of other poems. West side of Milan. Beachhead. The high noon flamethrower is on full. A parasailer glides out to meet it, icarusing up over the tall ships. Ripples texting my toes lull me away in her wake. He slips from my grasp. I locate the King of Suburbia face down on a dry redoubt, unskated, his spine peppered by a grape shot of grit, flanked by an intact Turkish shell. Thank you.
Congratulations on your commendation. Thank you. Next, can we have Ross O'Donovan, a new regular?
I normally do poetry, but I just put together kind of a short kind of diary style, so I'm just going to read from this. It's called A Journey of Self-Discovery. Although I'm allergic to fitting into other people's schedules, I can look at the positive side of it. I can relax, lay back, read, finish a book while on the bus. I would prefer to take my bike, though, or my ex-bike. I love stretching out in it and the sense of freedom you get when having the wind trying to tear your face off, or your centre of gravity shifting with each corner. Walking up the Sanctuary Road, I take in some of the newly built yellow brick apartments, or chestnuts strewn on the road with their cases cracked from the tyres treading them. Selectively I pick one and wonder where the summer went. I put one in my pocket, and being a natural fidgeter, I caress and alter my fingers between its coarse light surface and its natural polished therefore. A student passes on a bicycle, biting a hand strap of a guitar. This image amused me, as it looked like a dog returning a newspaper to its master. I pivot to see if there are shoulder straps on it, but there were none. Yes, that's me again, not giving people enough credit. And even if there was, would I really shout after him, like a complete randomer, and tell him to rotate his backpack and put the guitar on his back? I think not. A pregnant girl walked by, in her pyjamas, with vacant eyes. I don't even know how to comment on that one. Will this situation force her to mature too fast, or will it just toughen her into yet another bitter/better person? Reaching the end of that road, I turn left to take in the site, spelled SITE, which is Ballymun. Automatically, I link it to Blackpool and Cork. There was a range of transplanted trees based on landscaper/local authority. On the footpath, with descriptions written under them, some missing, others vandalized. My main goal was trying to find the travel lodge. This was easy with the four-story advertising, reminding you how cheap accommodation is. The building looked incomplete, with cladding missing and insulation exposed on its south-facing surface, foil reflecting the red brick chimney stack of a building from an industrial age, which looked out of place amongst the demolished and still standing cramped high-rise apartments. Heading out in Dublin later that evening, we head to Coppers, or Copperface Jacks, aka Slapperface Jacks, with friends scattered between Flannery's, Dicey O'Reilly's. I wished I could put myself in three places at once again. Coppers was packed for a weekday, and yet again my patience was tested to almost maddening levels. Tried to chat to a few women only to be brushed off or dismissed fairly quickly, making my way to different levels to find the cloakroom. People purposely blocking, stepping right into my path, constantly bumping, trying to knock me off balance. I realised that when people get to a certain state of drunkenness, that they get sent back into primal flirtation techniques, which consist of brushing or bumping people, which is acceptable, but this to me was an irritation, as it was not that type of bumping. Then again, some people enjoy being jerks. Heading to the bar, a smaller guy elbows his way past me and gets served before me. I do not react, for fear that was the whole point, to get me ejected or to commence a fight. The group of us move to the lower levels and then stop strategically next to a funfair punch bag machine. A few drunken guys take a few shots at it. One follows through so much that he hits the back of the machine, spins off balance, and hits the floor. Another hits it like a speedball and fails to get a decent score. I give him a few tips but refuse to take part in this bullshit.
Can I say bullshit?
Yeah.
A girl steps up and smashes all the lad scores. It was hilarious. At least someone was smart enough to use technique. I refuse to train using boxing techniques as I fear I would be asked to fight someone. I do not see the point in hitting another person. No good can come of it. I can see the point of training, toning, focusing, challenging oneself. But as for fighting and intimidating is something which I despise. And given a person no other options to earn a decent wage, I can see how some people can fall into that trap. Passing back through Ballymun, I can't help but notice the HSE office complex in its centre. I give a dirty protest as I walk by. In other words, I fart in its general direction. Because I am too much of a pussy to do anything that might upset the status quo. Anyway, I can sympathise with people stuck in jobs that they do not want to be in the first place. From my stay in Dublin, I've met some wonderful people, open-minded and not afraid to verbalise their thoughts. That's the whole point of experiences, good or bad. It's not about the location, but the people you share them with. There was a motto on the side of one of the high-rise apartments which made me reevaluate my thinking. It went something like this: our mother's stairway in this concrete jungle. This inspired hope in me, but also a new line of questioning circumstances.
Sorry. I just need to take a break.
What if these communities thrived and worked so well that the introduction of drugs, violence, and intimidation was necessary to drive them out, divide and manipulate them, making way for the next regeneration, renewal projects, so that these cycles could start again? Anyone who dared to bring this to light would be discredited, imprisoned, censored, or publicly humiliated. And of course, that's just hypothetical to cover my own skin.
Thanks very much, Ross. Next up, can we please welcome John Bracken?
This is a repeat of some rhyming verse of some time back that I called a poetry parody. An unusual thing did happen in the street outside a while ago. A lorry carrying poetry had a collision with the GPO. The driver stopped to post his mail, which contained many important letters. And his impact with unpost caused much distress to his light cargo with coats of feathers. The Gardaí arrived in squad cars, motorbikes, and foot patrol, and diverted traffic westbound to get things under some control. All was sorting out quite nicely until the sergeant discovered a catch. The impact had shaken the poultry cage and opened the retaining latch. The great escape of poultry at that moment did begin. All the birds got out onto the street. They could not keep them in. There were hens strolling in Oliver Cromwell Street, and geese heading towards the Grand Parade, and waddling ducks doing window shopping outside the Winthrop Arcade. Word went out among the feathered flock of our session here tonight. Word went out among the feathered flock of our session here tonight. And to take part in Ovale, they claimed it was their right. So Jennifer Matthews did audition them and found they were super good. And she arranged for them a late session tonight. As she said, they really should. So, after this present session, as you exit on the stairs, be careful, as the hens and ducks and geese will be coming up to theirs. Thanks for listening to my account of what happened as I play around with words. You might well say that this recitation is really a way with the words.
I like how orderly the different birds are, and that they have a specific section that they're going to. Thanks very much to everyone. And the final reader of the evening is our very own Dahl Harding.
Old grass that will know my feet and face, that someday will be moss. And in the dark winter, when wind blows and bends the long roots, I will have a place to go for green solace and never break green gloss. That's it. There was then a famous English poet brought out a book a couple of weeks ago. Her name is Jo Shapcott. And it's called Of Mutability. And she mentioned in an interview that she spent a year in Trinity, and she was going on about her teachers up there, can't remember their names, I think one of them living back in the north. Montague. And I've no doubt that she came across John Reardon in the lectures. One of his most famous poems is called Either Turnable or Exchange. And this is one of the translations. Come here, said Turnbull, until you see the sadness in the eyes of the horse. If you had hooves as big as there, you'd have sadness in your eyes too. And it was clear that he understood so well the sadness in the eyes of the horse, and he thought of it so hard, he was subsumed in the end in the mind of the horse. I gazed at the horse, that I might see the sadness constant in his eyes. I saw the eyes of Turnbull looking at me out of the horse's head. I looked at Turnbull, and I looked at him twice, and I saw his cheeks, the huge eyes that were dumb with sorrow, the eyes of the horse. That's it.